Welcome to episode 2 of Sports Dudes Radio. I'm your host, William.
And I'm Brian.
And we are here on Tuesday, December 1st. No, it's Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think today is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Yesterday was Tuesday, which was still in November.
Yes. So I just screwed the pooch all the way around, huh?
I think so. But I'm kind of shocked that it's already December.
I am absolutely shocked and appalled that it's already December.
I feel like we were just watching like the NFL draft and like, man, I can't wait for football season to start. Now it's like, man, it's almost over.
It's depressing. It really is.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's depressing.
I mean, you know, there's other sports that I like and that I'll turn on and watch, but I'm really going to miss the football. And it's coming to an end and I don't like the way it's ending. So,
well, I mean, we still will have sports that bleed all the way into like March or April. So we're all right. Baseball, now when baseball kicks off and that's the only thing running, then I'm kind of, you know, I'm out to sea on that one. I'm lost, man.
Well, you know, baseball, we'll still cover it. We'll still talk about it. But, you know, I just...
Hell, we got to talk about it tonight.
We'll have to talk about something, right, during that time, because that'll be the only thing going on. So we'll...
See, but that's where we can slip in our top 10s, greatest games, all those cool things we were going to talk about.
And all the off-season gossip and rumors.
Oh, which will circulate around our team like they always do.
Yes, we will be front page news again for nothing.
All right, well, let's talk about what occurred over the weekend since the last time we put up an episode. While we do that, let's go ahead and kick off with what tonight's beer is, the tailgating beer of the night.
Tonight's tailgate beer is Woodchuck Winter Hard Cider.
What is up with you and the winter beers, man?
I'm just trying to be festive.
Well, festive is starting to taste like crap. I hope this one's a little bit better. I hope this one's better.
This one is their winter brew, and it is supposedly a limited run. And excuse the bag here, but I've got to look
in. There's a little woodchuck on my bottle, and he's holding a peach.
It's an apple.
Looks like a peach.
Well, maybe it's not ripe yet. I don't know, but it's an apple, and they claim that it's oak-aged with just a hint of vanilla, and this is actually gluten-free also, so for those of you who have problems with wheat and grains, it's safe. You can actually drink this.
Are you sure about that?
Well, no, not sure.
Taste-wise, but is it safe for people to drink?
Oh, I think so. I think it's pretty good. It's not that real fake sweet hard cider. It's not that bitter hard cider. I don't taste oak and I don't taste vanilla, but, you know, I taste apples.
Dude, I feel like a moron. Here I was trying to argue it was a peach and it says hard cider right on it. Why didn't I put that all together and figure that's apple cider?
I don't know. I was wondering where you came up with the peach.
I think I was so blown away by this woodchuck just sitting on the front of my beer.
You're thinking about that commercial and he, instead of chucking the wood, he's chucking a peach.
I actually do like the wood. I don't like the Geico commercials, but I do like the woodchucks. Wood.
Yeah, I do too.
Those guys are pretty cool. All right, so let's get a little, right in front of the mic. That's a good place for that bottle cap. See that? See those spikes? Hey, should it be smoking like that?
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
My beers don't normally smoke.
Well, that's hard cider for you.
All right. Hey. That's about 40 times better than Star Hill's The Gift. I will probably drink about 30 of these before we get 20 minutes into this show. This is awesome. This is good.
Yeah, once in a while I'll get one right.
I think you did. This is a winter one that I will try for the limited time that it is released.
Yeah, then you'll have to go back to the regular woodchuck if you like it. But, you know, I just thought it would be a nice festive beer for everyone to give a shot. While you're sitting there watching the game, have your nice winter hard cider.
Well, I love that you read the naturally gluten-free part, but failed to mention that it's made in Vermont, which is much cooler than it being gluten-free.
Made in Vermont, the Green Mountain State, and they said that the scene on the label of the snow on the trees is actually a picture they took right outside the door of their brewery, so.
That's pretty cool. What about the woodchuck? Did they take his picture too? Because he doesn't look real to me, and neither do those peaches.
No, he looks kind of fake. I think that's a fake chuck.
Yes, it is, but they put like the real scientific name below it. Well, isn't that clever of them?
I can't even read that.
That might be the brewer's name, but I think it's the scientific name.
Marmota.
Marmota Momax. Yes, that's the scientific name for a woodchuck.
A marmoset.
Yep, that's it. All right, so, wow. Woodchuck, hard cider. Go check it out. It's pretty good, I think. I would say this one over the Gift.
Yeah, you know, cider is a nice change up from just your average normal beer. It'll go with some different things, gives a little bit more class to your gathering if you choose to have a little bit more class. Personally, I could care less, but
I was about to say, dude, we're doing a show called Dude Sports Radio, and you're talking about class and gluten-free.
Well, I mean, everybody's got their, you know, token fey friend, and they want to have some, you know, slightly manly fruity drinks, so here you go.
That's true. This is a very fruity drink, but looks a little manly, except for the peaches. Peaches, no good. All right, so while we kick back and enjoy our woodchuck hard cider, what did we miss in this week of sports? What happened this week? What was your favorite thing that took place since the last time we recorded?
I haven't really had a lot of favorite things happen this past week in sports, but thanks for asking.
I would have to say that there were so many things, and obviously we're going to talk about most of those tonight. But the one thing that I really thought was awesome was, and I don't like Auburn or Alabama. I'm not really partial to either one. If I had to choose one, I'd probably choose Auburn just because Alabama's the last of those teams to beat Tech. So that's what bothers me. But the fact that Alabama got up 24 points in Alabama, I mean, there are dollar bills with Cam's face all over showering down. You know, they're playing, you know, take the money and run on the radio over the PA systems.
Of course, they're
giving the quarterback hell from Auburn. And he comes out and he has the last laugh in the second half. And just an unbelievable comeback, down 24-0 at the half. And to come back and win the game, I wish it could have been my team. But I know Auburn fans have to be happy with that. And that was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I wish it could have been my team too. But that's another story.
Yeah, your team wasn't
going to
come
back
later. But yeah, Cam Newton, he delivered the big play of the week for me.
SEC football was just the real deal. I don't really like Bama either, but those rivalries are just nuts. I mean,
oh, they really are. I mean, they are. But you know, ACC, we have our rivalries that are pretty big in the ACC. Probably more so with our basketball. I mean, there's nothing bigger than Duke and North Carolina. Even though in the last 2 years it really been one-sided Duke. I mean, North Carolina can't catch a break.
Yeah, I mean, North Carolina. The same thing is going to happen to Duke when Coach K leaves. That happened to Carolina when Dean Smith left. They were riding high on momentum for a couple years, and things looked okay, and then it just gradually started to fall apart.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I do think I think Duke will have a little bit of a drop off, but not that much. I mean, yes, I'm not trying to say that Coach K is a huge coach and he's awesome, but the team, just the name itself, is going to get the big stars coming in there. You know, the big recruits are going to be coming to Duke.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you keep winning national championships and the people are going to keep coming.
I guess if you build it, if you win it, they will come.
Yeah, if you win it, they will come. All right, so you had no big sports moments? Are you just that far out of the loop?
I'm not out of the loop. I'm just that far depressed.
Yeah, see, that's why you have to embrace every aspect of sports so our loser teams don't get us down. Because that, yes, I would have to say, I guess my second favorite moment of the weekend was Tyrod Taylor for the Virginia Tech Hokies. Not up to par for his best game, but the running backs stepping in for Tech and absolutely, and the defense too, and absolutely annihilating their rival, the Virginia Cavaliers.
It shouldn't even really be a rivalry at this point, but I guess it still is.
Virginia fans would have said it was a rivalry back when they were winning every game.
Well, yeah, but when was that?
This whole thing started and they led off.
I don't even think that we were thought of when that happened.
No, we weren't, but they were winning for what, like 10 straight seasons before Virginia Tech finally got the win, and then that broke the ice, and from there, it went back and forth.
I mean,
and then
how
Virginia
long
Tech
is this streak? It's at least 7 years now.
This is six or seven years that we've...
The last time Virginia won was in 2003.
Yeah, so...
I mean, I remember it vividly. I was there, I was intoxicated, and yeah.
Yeah, that was another Virginia game where Frank Beamer had his tooth knocked out by one of his own players, which really did happen. He did. There was a big scuffle down on the field, and somewhere in the middle of it, Frank Beamer got one of his teeth knocked out by
hilarious.
One of his own players. So yeah, But that, I think that was a couple years before that game took place. I think that was actually back Daryl Tapp, maybe. So, man, yeah, that was definitely way before 2003. I don't know what I'm thinking. But, yeah, I think it was back when Daryl Tapp was playing for Tech. All right, so that's it for sports this week. All right, so let's get into some of the big stories that are going on right now. Because we've got a lot. We actually have
a huge amount
of stories. And a lot of them are very talk-worthy, discussionary topics.
They are.
First of all, since we've already brought up Cam Newton, let's talk about how the NCAA has ruled that since quarterback Cam Newton was unaware of the violations that his father made, he is now going to be allowed to play. What do you think about that?
I mean, if he didn't know about it, how can they... I don't know. I think they should give him a fair shot.
If they've investigated this, and they've come to the conclusion that he had nothing to do with it, then I say that's the final word. Let's let him play.
Yeah, let him play and move on with life. I mean,
yes, I know a lot of people don't want to have another incident where we are pulling the Heisman Trophy out of someone's hands, Reggie Bush.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't think we want to do that again, which I have my own opinions on that, too. Now, let's say that Cam Newton would have gone on, he wins the Heisman, you know, say he wins the BCS Bowl for his team, the championship, and then we find out that, you know, he was involved with this. Do you think we go ahead and pull the Heisman again, or do you think we should have ever pulled the Heisman from Reggie Bush in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know that we really should have done that. I mean, what purpose did it really serve? It made the folks who are in charge of the Heisman Trophy feel vindicated, you know, that they've upheld the integrity of the honor of the Heisman Trophy. But, I mean, at this point, who cares with Reggie Bush?
But doesn't this leave, like, a giant blemish on the Heisman Trophy award? Because, you leave it there and you give it some time, and people are going to go, oh, yeah, Reggie Bush, that's the year that there was all the controversy, but he's still the Heisman winner. But now we have to look back, and for that year, it's a vacant spot now. So
yeah, there's nothing.
It stands out a little bit more than just saying,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So I think you don't try to right the wrongs. You just weather the storm out, you know? You don't...
Yeah, I mean, you can't go back and change the past and change what happened. I mean, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's why, you know, when they talk about, you know, wiping out entire seasons, you know, and stuff like that.
That's crazy.
If they slip through and you didn't catch it, shame on you.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much stuff that probably goes on every day in sports that shouldn't be going on or is of questionable ethics that, you know, I don't know. I just don't think that those couple little things that they pull out once in a while really do anything.
No, I agree. I think that we should have just left it alone. And had that been the situation with Cam Newton, you know, obviously I wouldn't want to see them take the Heisman from him either. So... good that that's all cleared up. Now we can kind of let that go. On the same subject here, since we were talking about the game, you know the guy that works for Alabama. He worked part-time, and he was running the PA booth. He has now been fired for playing unauthorized music, where he played what? Son of a Preacher Man and Take the Money and Run.
Wow.
So, you know, I say, you know, have a sense of humor. It's a joke. There were hockey games back in the day, college hockey even, where people would throw, you know, I think a goalie was knocked out in one game from a frozen chicken being thrown at him. I mean, you know.
Well, you know,
you taunt people, your rivals.
Yes, and people have no sense of humor about this.
No, this is what they said. This is how they ruled that it was okay to fire him, because he played unauthorized music that was not cleared pregame. That is why they're saying he was fired. Of course, we know that's not the real reason he was fired, but...
but it's a real convenient excuse, and it was probably a dumb move on his part if he really did that.
That's true.
With the situation that was going on. But think back, you know, we were talking about Virginia earlier. Remember when the Virginia Pep Band, got kicked out of the stadium for several seasons because during that bowl game with West Virginia, they made some hillbilly jokes and stuff like that during their halftime show, and they ended up getting kicked out of the stadium for a couple seasons, and they've basically disbanded at this point.
You know, I think that's what used to make wrestling live events a lot of fun when they'd come. I mean, if you've been to a wrestling event that's taped live, then you know that when there's the commercial breaks, they will taunt you You know, you always come back from commercial, the crowd is pumped.
That's what gets the crowd pumped. That's what they do. They taunt you. During those live events, I mean, that one we went to at the Coliseum, you don't hear the ring announcers. All you hear is boom, boom, as people are getting smacked around on the mat. You don't hear anything. So they have to do stuff during the breaks that you can hear to get you pumped back up.
Oh, they'll send one of the villains into the ring, and they'll make fun of the area and the people that live around here. And, I mean, they really know how to get them worked up. And then the cameras kick back on, and they're like, man, those people are really into it all the time. No, they're trying to set down until someone comes out and calls them out about something, about hillbillies or whatever it is, and gets them all fired up. But, yeah, that's how it goes down. But, yeah, I think you need to take a joke.
You need to take a joke, and you need to use these kinds of things to create positive energy to play the game. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about.
I agree. And, you know, there is a way to joke, and there's a way to take it too far, which was done also this weekend, which I know everybody's talking about. It was one of my big moments, too, but, you know, I didn't bring it up yet. The Boise State BCS Championship Bowl. On the line, you know, they can win out. They have the chance. This is going to be their only chance. Field goal kisser.
Yeah, he kissed it, all right.
Kisser, yeah. Field goal kicker, what's his name, Kyle Brotzman?
Yeah.
Kyle Brotzman misses two short field goals, 26, 29 yards, I think.
Right.
One to end the game in regulation and one to seal the win overtime.
Yep.
Which Nevada went on to win, which knocks Boise State back to like 8th or 9th. I can't remember what ranking. Which pretty much puts them in the Fight Hunger Bowl. I mean, you'll go from this to nothing because they're not in a at-large conference.
Right, right.
They come from the WAC, which is totally WAC. And this kicker has gotten death threats.
Yeah, that's major ridiculous. Death
threats. There is a funny way to this, and I saw it, and it was taken well. And I don't think he'd have so much a problem with this way as much as the threatening him. There are Facebook pages that are now saying that he is the next Ray Finkel. Do you know who Ray Finkel is?
Yes.
Okay. For those listeners at home that don't know, there was a movie, and I don't know who doesn't know, unless you don't live here in the States, a movie starring Jim Carrey that came out back when we were younger called Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, which is about a kicker that misses the big kick for Miami Dolphins, goes to a mental institution, breaks out, dresses up like a woman, and tries to run the police department and ruin Dan Marino and a Dolphins life. That's Ray Finkel, and that's who they're comparing Kyle Brotzman to is Ray Finkel. And the page has got posts like Laces Out, and, you know, half the people that are friends or people that like this, their last name are Einhorn, which was the cop's name
in Ace
Ventura. But, yes, they're calling him Ray Finkel, which, again, that's good. That's a sense of humor. Telling the guy you're going to kill him, it's ridiculous.
I mean, that's nuts.
This kid leads the whack. With points for a kicker. If no one remembers, back in the Fiesta Bowl, I think it was the Fiesta Bowl, against TCU, he's the one that threw the fake punt pass.
Right.
That led to a scoring drive, which led to the win over TCU, which allowed Boise State to keep that high rank and keep moving forward this year. I mean, the kid has broken all kinds of records. He's a great kicker. He has two bad games, which Virginia Tech, he missed some kicks there, easy ones, but they went on to win that game.
Right.
And this one he misses two, and they lose to Nevada. Can you put this all on Kyle Brotzman, or can you put it on Keelan Moore in this? Is it Keelan Moore? Is that the quarter? I don't keep up with Boise State. I know it's something.
But can you put it on the kicker? I mean, if you're relying on the kicker to win the game for you, you know, it's a 50-50 shot.
What happened to your offense?
Exactly.
And the thing is, it's not like you had to go.
You got your whole offense that couldn't put it away for you, and you're letting it fall to one man's shoulders, and then you threaten to kill this one man who screws up on a 50-50 shot.
Well, I think that, you know, you miss it in regulation. Okay, that sucks. But you go to overtime, and in college rules for overtime, you start at the 30, don't you? You get one first down that you can possibly get.
Right.
So, I mean, you're basically starting in field goal range. The field goal is the second option. You know, everyone's pretty much going to usually get the field goal. You want to try to get the touchdown. Well, you couldn't get the touchdown. So, are we going to kill them too because you couldn't get the touchdown? I mean, you had four plays. He has one try to make it. Exactly. You have four tries to get another first down, which leads to four more tries. Not only that, he has to kick it here. You can throw it to multiple players. You could just hand it off if you wanted to.
Right.
How can it all fall on? I mean, you know, I know I get on our kickers, all kickers, from time to time. But seriously?
Well, yeah, I mean, they have one job, and they can practice, and it's not like they're getting hit usually. They usually get a good shot at kicking the ball. But, I mean, there's been so many other chances that you can't just hang it all on his shoulders. And you got a death threat over losing a football game is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. And, you know, there are NFL kickers that miss that same distance kick, and they get paid where he does not. They get paid tons of money, and he does not.
Yeah, I mean, he can't even get an endorsement.
No.
I mean...
So, yeah, it's just...
He just gets to go back to class on Monday and have people mock him and threaten to kill him and make stupid Facebook pages. I mean,
how many people actually go to college, or how many people go out and play football in the yard and they go, you know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be the kicker. You know, this is why we have a shortage of kickers, because not every kid wants to go out and be a kicker.
Right.
You know, who wants to be the kicker? You know, I mean... I know Virginia Tech, our kicker, is a fourth-year senior. He's hit like 19 consecutive field goals. He's just done amazing this year. He missed his first field goal. He hasn't missed one since. He's a walk-on.
And guess what? He probably got very little chance in high school to kick the ball because...
He's never been a kicker before.
Well, not only that, but the team he played for sucked.
Yes,
so.
That's true. But he's never been a kicker
Enough
before.
About my former employer.
He's been a senior... He was a senior kicker or a senior at Virginia Tech, and he's like, I need something to do in my spare time. I'll go try out to be the kicker. And that's what
he
is.
Was a good athlete. He was a good high school athlete, and he's a, you know, he comes from a good athletic background, but.
Who are you talking about?
Are you talking about Saunders?
No.
What happened to Saunders?
Who's Saunders?
I forget what his first name is. Ryan or something?
Our kicker from like last year or something?
No, that was this year.
For who? For Tech?
Yeah.
No. Kicker's Hazley.
I thought Saunders was your kicker.
No, he might have been the punter. No, that's not even our punter either. No, our kicker was, I don't know. I can't remember last year's kicker. See, that's how important kickers are to me. The only kicker I can remember in history is the Washington Redskins kicker, Mark Mosley. And that's because he was like MVP that year, and he basically sent us to the playoffs and the Super Bowl and whatnot.
Right.
The one
well,
kicker
that's because, you know, we depend on our kicker.
Yes, we do, and it was never made more apparent than. And I mean, that's horrible for me to say because I'm not going to sit here and bust on kickers because kickers win Super Bowls. Look at the Patriots.
Right.
Half those Super Bowls were won by the kicker.
Right.
That was all kicker. So yeah, Kyle Brotzman, we don't hate you here, and we don't think you're Ray Finkel, even though it's funny to think that you're Ray Finkel.
I'm not going to go like your Facebook page, and I'm not going to link you to ours. But
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. All right, so enough of him. Let's go ahead and you want to do the baseball story so we can just get over it. I mean, baseball should have been over with by now.
Yeah, it should be.
But damn it, Derek Jeter. Why do we got to talk about Derek Jeter and the Yankees?
Yeah, we shouldn't. First of all, we shouldn't have to even think about the Yankees right now. It's November. The October Classic is over, which bled into November. I don't know what happened to. The World Series, why it moved into November, but...
And the Yankees weren't even a part of the finals, the championship.
No.
So why are we... Why do we care about Derek Jeter? And...
Because he can't quit hearing about himself, so...
But that's not... I mean, the Yankees are all over the place, right? Because they're also looking into Cliff Lee, pick him up as a pitcher.
Right.
Let it go.
Well, the preseason meetings are starting right now. I mean...
Don't tell me that stuff.
They really are. And, you know, think about it. Come March, which is really just 4 months down... Well, what? 3 months down the road now, where they'll be gearing up for spring training.
Are you going to start watching baseball, dude? Because someone's going to have to watch it, because I'm not going to do it.
I'll not watch games. I might watch one a week or something, but we'll have enough to talk about baseball.
Oh yeah. Well, that's all we're going to talk about tonight. Derek Jeter. They look closer to a deal for Yankees fans. If you even care, you got Derek Jeter possibly. Cliff Lee, man, that would be a big pickup. But I think he's going to end up with the Rangers. But the Rangers, the unfortunate thing is the Rangers can't afford him like the Yankees can.
The Yankees are ridiculous with their salary. I mean. Their organization costs more in salary than, like, most companies in the average town. I mean, it's just ridiculous how much they pay out in salary.
Yeah. No, I agree. It is pretty pretty ridiculous.
That's one of the rare chances where a sports franchise can buy a team and actually have some success with it. I mean, it usually doesn't work that way. You can't buy a team. You have to build a team, but I don't know. Somehow they managed to build a team and buy it at the same time, and it worked a little bit.
Psst. Did you hear that, Dan Snyder? You cannot buy a team.
Yeah, you can buy a lot of things, but...
You can't buy the team.
You can't buy a football team.
There you go. You can't buy any team.
And if you're going to buy the team, buy a whole team. Don't just buy one player and hang the team
hey,
on the one player.
Obviously, you can't just buy a team because the Yankees thought they could do that, and they were not a part of the finals, so, you know, whatever. I mean, they were, right, but they just didn't make it to the...
They didn't, yeah.
They didn't make it all the way through to the finals.
Get it all the way through this year. All right. But, I mean, they've had a lot of success.
Yeah, I mean, they have. And, I mean, you know, when you can buy that many players, I mean, you think about the difference here. I mean, the Yankees go buy players. They get, like, a dozen. They, like, go to the store and pick up, like, a carton of eggs. And here's all of our all-stars.
Right.
You know, when a football team does it, they got to get one guy, and they got to hope that they can build around him. You can't go out and just sign 7 or 8, you know, big names and get them to come to your team.
Right.
And it's only like that in football because, I mean, basketball can do it. I mean, hockey even does it a little bit. Well, hockey doesn't need the talent. They can get all those Russians in on the drafts and everything.
The difference is that baseball, and I'm sorry if I'm really offending any hardcore baseball fans by saying this, but baseball really is not a team sport. Baseball is an individual sport because each individual has their at-bat. They go up, say I hit a double into center field, I get a stand-up double. Well, the guy behind me, he doesn't really care about getting me in. I mean, I guess he might, but he wants to hit a double for himself, too. So it's not like you have to have all these moving parts working together like you do in football.
Well, college football, maybe. NFL football's almost that way, too. If they get the sack, they don't give a shit what everyone else did on the field. Is that right?
From a defensive standpoint. I'm talking about offensive.
Or T.O. Yeah. Oh, my team lost, but that's because they didn't throw it to me and I didn't get the touchdowns. Is he really playing for the Buffalo Bills, the Dallas Cowboys, the Eagles? Who is he with now? The Cincinnati Bengals? Is he really playing for those teams or is he playing for T.O.?
Well, he's obviously playing for T.O. and he's obviously in a dream world if he really thinks he's going to set the world on fire in Cincinnati. Give me a break. He couldn't do it in any of these other places, and he goes to one of the shittiest... Whoops, sorry. But he goes to one of the worst places he could possibly go, where he thinks, wow, I've got to be the star here, and it doesn't even work there.
Well, why would you think that?
And then they pick up Ocho Cinco. Or they already had Ocho Cinco.
I was
going
to say, whoa, what are you talking about? Ocho Cinco is the face of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right. And he still thought that he could go there and set the world on fire.
Yeah, I don't know. If I had to choose one in a fight, I'm taking Chad.
Oh, not, yeah.
I'm taking Chad 100%.
I mean,
they both, you know, have really big egos. But if I had to choose one, I would choose Ocho Cinco any day of the week over T.O.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Ocho Cinco seems to have a little bit of a sense of humor. He seems to be a better
player.
The guy
changed his name to his number. I mean, give me a break.
Well, he didn't really change it to his number. Ocho Cinco really isn't 85. Right?
Well, no, it's just
that's
8-5.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not his number. It's not 8-5.
I doubt if you really speak Spanish that well. I'd be surprised.
You think that if you're so big and famous and have all this money, one of your friends would be like, hey, Chad, that's not 85, buddy. That's 8-5.
He wouldn't listen to anybody. Are you kidding me?
If you wanted to change your name to William Cinco de Mayo, I'd be like, dude, that's not a number. That's a holiday. I mean, I'd tell you. You know, I'm not going to let you just
put
that on the back.
That's a date. That's May 5th.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to let you put that on the... Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm like,
Ocho
Cinco.
It's not even a number.
It's not even a number. It's a day. It's a day in a month. Oh, wow. All right. So, enough of Ocho Cinco. I'm glad that we found a way
enough
to get off of baseball. I'm glad we found a way to get off that. So, onto some hockey talk right now.
All right.
Pittsburgh Penguins started to turn things around. Hey, they've started to turn things around by the help of Sidney Crosby. They're on a 5-game winning streak, 7-game winning streak, something like that. What's surprising is the Atlanta Thrashers,
Sid the Skid,
are on a 5-game winning streak, which is scary for teams like the Washington Capitals.
Yeah,
what's going
it really
on that
is.
Atlanta is on a 5-game winning streak?
I really don't know. I really hope this hockey season doesn't turn out like this NFL season, because it's just been all over the place. And
well,
I don't know.
I'll go ahead and make predictions now. It's very early still in the season.
It is.
The Washington Capitals are not going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
No.
We're still
they're
building.
Not going to win the President's Cup either.
We might actually win that. That's possible to win it back to back. We're not going to win the Stanley Cup yet. We are going
even,
to win it. I guarantee
I
the team is going
to
win
to
it.
The finals this year.
No, we're not going to make it to the finals again either. But we're not going to get shut out in the first round. The Washington Capitals are a great team, but the Western Conference and even some of the teams on the Eastern Conference have really started to build. It's funny because the Capitals had this jump start and should have taken advantage of it and
right.
couldn't. So now the other teams are starting to catch up to pace.
Right.
But let me say this. The Capitals do have a chance to win. I would love to be wrong. And I do have a feeling that I could be wrong when you have a player that didn't get a contract extension, like Alexander Semin,
right.
who is absolutely lighting up the boards with his points. He is just shooting lights out right now. And, you know, he's one of the best shooters out there. I mean, of course, you know, the Capitals would love to have players like Sidney Crosby, even though no Capitals fan will tell you that. We'd love to have ourselves a Steve Stamkos. But I'll tell you who I really want is that little dude that plays over there in, I think it's even for Atlanta. Evander Kane?
I don't know.
The black kid? God, who was the penguin he got in a fight with last year? Took one hit. Send him to the ice. I mean, he just took him out. Matt Cook, maybe. I mean, Evander Kane hit him one time, and that was it. If we could pick up, you know, it sucks to get rid of Tomas Fleischmann, but if we could have picked up someone like Evander Kane, who I know Atlanta Thrasher fans have to love, he's great.
Right.
And who did we get beat by in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
If we could have picked up PK Subban, he's going to be a huge name in hockey.
He's
going to be a huge
name
around
for a while.
So not a lot of hockey right now, obviously, because we're still early in the season. Same with basketball. Not a lot of stuff, even though we have the hugest thing going on in basketball tomorrow night. I just urinated all over myself thinking about it. I did. Look, there's pee everywhere. It's woodchuck pee everywhere, and I can't help it. I'm speechless.
What is going on tomorrow?
Are you kidding me? You should have marked it on your calendar, dude. What's wrong with you? It's the return of King James to Cleveland.
Oh,
this is
God.
The hugest event ever. There's so many questions I have to ask, and I wish someone could answer them. I'm going to pray tonight, and I want the answers by tomorrow morning. I want to know how they're going to react. Is there going to be violence? And is LeBron going to go into Cleveland, put the talcum powder on, and imitate the Michael Jordan again? And taunt them even further. Is he going to go that far?
I think he will, and I don't think that they're going to have as big a reaction as people think.
Are you kidding me?
I really don't think so.
There has never been a player in the history of sports that has absolutely heartbroken a city like LeBron James did to Cleveland.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but I don't know. I just don't think they're going to give him the satisfaction.
Are you kidding me? They can't hold the emotions back. Dude. You know, we thought it was going to be bad when Brett Favre returned, Donovan McNabb returned. Those
and
are
they all
a
got
walk,
cheered.
They're a walk in Disneyland compared to this. Because LeBron didn't have this giant career in Cleveland. He turned Cleveland around and in 4 years was doing all kinds of... I mean, they had two, like, 60-win seasons.
Right.
Four 50-win seasons, 50-plus win seasons.
Right.
And it's the manner that LeBron left Cleveland that has left the most sour taste of Star Hill the Gift in Cleveland's mouth that they just want to spit nails. I think it's going to be violence, man. I think it's going to be violence, and I'm going to have to drink a woodchuck because of it.
Yeah,
this woodchuck is actually really good.
Find a full one.
Yeah, somebody check this out and let us know. Our two listeners, hey, we would like to say that we're two episodes in, and we do have two listeners, none
so
here in the United States. Here's to you.
Cheers, mates.
Cheers. And write in. You can write into the show. It's feedback.
That's one word.
At sportsdudesradio.com. Check out the webpage. It is up. There's nothing on it. We're not web savvy. We're going to figure it out. It's www.sportsdudesradio.com. So check us out at sportsdudesradio.com, or you can email us feedback@sportsdudesradio.com. And if you have something that you want to say to William, say, hey, Brian's getting a little crazy on that woodchuck. He's going nuts on the microphone. Or if you want to write in and go, why did William think that the Bengals picked up Ocho Cinco this year. If you have a private comment you want, and you want the other one to read it and possibly embarrass someone on another show, you can hit us up individually. That's either Brian or William, and it's the same, at sportsdudesradio.com. Everything's at sportsdudesradio.com. Check it out. We should be on iTunes by the time you hear this, so tell your friends. Go check us out on iTunes. Yeah, please, leave a positive review.
You can also check us out on Facebook. You can friend us at Sports Dudes Radio on Facebook. It's facebook.com/sportsdudesradio. You can also go to Twitter and follow us on Twitter. And just drop the S off of dudes. It's Sports Dude Radio because they have a character limit, and I had to try to make it make sense.
Really, it's because only one of these dudes can Twitter their tweet at one time. So it's Sports Dude Radio, and that will be William Twittering his tweet.
Yeah, well.
And we don't know what we're going to use our Twitter for yet. We'll have to wait and see if we get any responses over there.
Yeah, if anybody's actually following it. I'm not tweeting out into nowhere right now, so.
Yeah, we'll find something cool to do with it. And like we said, you know, we're looking for your recipes. We're looking for your tailgate stories. Let us know what your teams are. Anything that we've commented on, anything we've discussed on, even though it's a week past. I know this isn't a live sports show, and it'd be great if you could call right in and talk to us now. But it doesn't work that way with a free podcast. We don't really know what we're doing. We're going to try to improve this thing. Obviously, this is only second episode. But feel free, anything we've talked about, even if it's 3 weeks later, write in. We'd love to hear what you have to say because that's why we're sitting here blabbing about sports. I mean, this is what we're going to do on a normal night anyways, but now we can get on and record it and get some feedback from you guys as well.
And nothing really ever goes away in sports. So even if you're 3 weeks, a month, 2 months behind, it's probably still having an impact on what's going on at that time. So
we're still talking about Brett Favre retiring. And that was like 7 years ago. We've been talking about it forever. So it's possible for that to happen.
Right.
All right. So actually, this is a good time. We're going to take a break before we continue on with any more sports talk. We're going to switch it over to our outdoor studio for the next
Our lounge segment.
We're going to go out there and try cigars because we said we're going to do cigars. We don't have any food for this week, but we do have something to talk about. We're going to try to actually get some of these dishes on here, right? We're going to make some, eat them, try them out, let them know. But, of course, like we said, it's early in the show. But, you know, as most places are here in Virginia, we have a non-smoking area to record in. So we're going to have to step outside to our outdoor studio where it'll be more like tailgating because it's like 20 flipping degrees outside. And we're going to try out this cigar, and we'll let William explain all that when we get outside. He's our cigar aficionado. And
not really. When you hear what the cigar is, you won't think I'm any kind of aficionado.
Well, that's what you are. You're the alcohol and cigar guy.
I'm the vice patrol.
Yeah, I'll cover the food. I have no problem covering the food. All right, so we're going to switch it over to the outside. I don't even know if you're going to hear a transition here or not because it's the second episode. We might not have one of those, but we'll be back, and we're going to talk about some cigars and more sports. Whew, all right. So,
here we are in the outdoor cigar lounge.
God, it's freezing out here. Oh, my gosh, I just said that. It's all right. It'll be bleeped. So, all right, so let's hurry up. What cigars are we doing?
All right, tonight we've got one of the flavors line from CAO. CAO Cigars, I guess. It's called Moon Trance. It's exotic fruit and bourbon vanilla.
Are you trying to just be fruity about everything tonight?
No, I just thought these would go well with the taste of the woodchuck.
What do we got next?
I'm pairing.
What do we got next for food tonight? Are we going to do chocolate covered strawberries with a fondue pot? Because are we trying to tailgate at like an ice skating event, like a competition? What is this for?
I don't really like the flavor of tobacco, so I have to have some other kind of flavor.
All right, let's try this thing.
Well, here you go. Have one.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Well, you're just going to make me smoke the cigars?
Well, yeah, I figured.
All right, it says, Moon Trance is an intricate blend of natural exotic fruit and bourbon vanilla. Renowned for its caramel-like sweetness, bourbon vanilla is mixed with Georgia peaches, just like you thought the woodchuck was a peach, and other organic fruits, then splashed with the tropical essence of white Hawaiian honey. A mild blend of Dominican tobaccos is gently misted with this well-rounded extract and finished with a grade 1 Cameroon wrapper. Experience the magic of Moon Trance.
All right, snip my tip, man.
You should have had that done when you were much younger.
I'm Jewish. Give me a break.
Dude, you don't want that much cut off.
I do. I want the whole tip cut off. I'm trying to go into porno.
Sometimes good for porno.
Oh, come on now. Come on. All right, so if you're going to the game, you're going to pick up some Woodchuck Hard Cider, the Winter Collection, and you're going to pick up one of these little Moonbeam fruit sticks
Moon
or whatever
Trance.
They're called.
It's the blue wrapper of the CAO Flavors line. And he's trying to light. You got to puff on that thing to get it lit. Can I borrow your lighter, please, sir?
I feel like the great Bambino. Don't tell me not to inhale. I smoke 400 packs of cigarettes in a week. Don't you tell me not to inhale. I'll inhale any daggone tobacco product I want. All right. So now that we're kicking back, smoking on our little cigars, drinking our beer, let's find something to talk about since we're still stuck out here in our outdoor facilities.
All right.
All right. So it's cold. It's freezing cold out here. So if we were tailgating at a Monday night football game, of course it's not Monday night, but say we were there and it's this cold. Are you one to tailgate in this cold of weather?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
if I'm up for the game, I'm up for the tailgate.
So what are some things that people need to bring when you're going out to tailgate in the 10-degree tundra?
You probably want to bring some alcohol to make sure that you can stay warm. You need to bring some gloves. You need to bring a little stocking cap. Maybe some hand warmers to stick in your pocket. Bring a grill, because you can definitely hover around the grill.
Boy, you need a grill, right, to cook the food.
Yeah, I mean,
who wants cold appetizers before a game if it's a cold game?
Unless you've got, like, a power inverter in your vehicle, and you can just plug up the microwave and nuke it, I mean, but that's kind of...
That takes away the point of tailgating, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of killing the mood of it.
You can't hover around the microwave for warm.
All right, so I can't get my cigar lit, Bambino over there, smoking away.
It's an art.
All right, so for the cigar fans out there, is this one you're going to take to the game?
Oh.
Is this one you're going to pass out to your friends?
This is one I'm
going to
take anywhere. I love these cigars. That's why we started with this one.
So you don't inhale these cigars, right?
No, I just puff on it and taste the smoke.
Well, I'm going to have to pair this off and dip it out in the gift because, a sports game stresses me out, all right? Before the game, during the game.
These are supposed to relax you.
Yeah, but if I can't inhale the tobacco, how am I going to be relaxed from it? I'm just tasting a bunch of fruit in my mouth. I could eat a bowl of fruit if I wanted that taste. So what's the point of putting this big brown in my mouth?
You just puff on it and relax and kick back.
Is it to look cool? Is that what we're trying to do?
No, they taste good. It's relaxing. Just sit back and puff on a cigar. I mean, so I guess I'm going to have to be your cigar junkie here, and I'm going to have to find him some downers so he can calm down for the game. I don't know what we got to do.
Well, you know what? It's a good point, and maybe one of these episodes we're going to have to talk about it. Is sports bad for your health? Because I truly think it is.
It can be. It's very
stressful.
I really
think it is.
I mean, I bet if the truth were known, if you were to go to hospitals and study who comes in there at like 10 o'clock on Sunday night, I bet there's a lot of sports fans that have just, stroked out or had a heart attack.
Well, I got a stat that's not completely factual because I can't tell you the actual numbers, but I do know that I think it was Los Angeles, the Rams, maybe, Angeles Rams when it was the Rams. Natural deaths in the area.
Yeah.
Increased after they blew a Super Bowl. Big time. Like, hugely increased. And once they went on to beat the Washington Redskins, actually, in the big game, the toll went down big time.
Wow.
Natural death. I mean, this is natural death causes. And the number shot down. I really do think, I mean, they say stress kills you.
But there's no doubt about that.
And football games are stressful. Basketball games, I swear, are the most stressful because you can be up by 10 and there's 30 seconds left and you can still find a way to lose because of all the fouls and how much time actually allows.
Right.
I mean, the last 30 seconds of a basketball game are about as long as the first, 38 minutes, 39 minutes and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, much longer. So that would be a good topic that we could bring up from time to time. But
how stressful our sports are.
Okay, now I see what you mean, because I'm not actually inhaling. I had to convince myself not to hail this funky but I've gotten used to that part now. But I definitely think that I prefer to put the cigar away and just drink the Woodchuck, really. Even though right now, it does add a cool look to have this crazy-looking cigar in my goofy little bottle of Woodchuck with peaches on it. Apples, 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 whatever the hell they are.
All right, so anything else we want to talk about while we're still freezing outside before we go back in, talk about some more sports? Okay, so since we're out here, what's the coldest you've ever set out for a game?
God, the coldest I've ever set out for a game, it was probably in the month of, you know, November. It's not that cold usually around here in the month of November, but, you know, for a 7 o'clock game in mid-November, I've probably set out in maybe the high 30s, low 40s.
But there's a lot of people around, right? So it kind of keeps
there's
the warmth.
There's people around, but those cold bleachers on your ass, I mean, your ass goes numb.
Well, it depends where you're at. I think the coldest I've ever been at was, I think it was a high school football game, if I remember correctly. That's the coldest game I've ever been to.
Still November.
I just remember that I had to keep going to the hot chocolate concession stand and buying them, and I couldn't even drink the hot chocolate. I'd hold it in my hands, and as soon as it got cold, I was like, ah, and I'd throw it away and go get another one. Because it was so cold out there. It was so cold. I was freezing to death out there. Of course, that's back when I was in high school. I was an idiot, and I was probably wearing shorts out there.
Probably.
So that was my mistake.
Yeah, I was probably wearing a wool band uniform.
Yes, you probably were. You were, yeah. Good.
Whew. So we're back inside in the warm studio now.
Full of warm tobacco essence and fruity shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the tobacco, but the woodchuck definitely gets the seal of approval for me.
Well, I'm glad I did something right.
Yeah, that one actually did. That was excellent.
But if you don't like the flavored cigars, you're not going to like some of the other ones I'll pick up.
Ah, you know, I'll try them. I mean, I didn't think I'd like the beer either, but this one definitely did it, so we'll see.
All right.
All right, so let's move on to some more sports. Let's get into a big topic right now. The all big right. one going on
Go for
is
it.
The big fight I'm sure everyone's aware of that happened during the Houston Texan game against the Tennessee Titans, where Courtland Finnegan and Andre Johnson went fist-to-fist, or Andre Johnson went fist to Courtland Finnegan's
head.
And helmets were pulled off, fight went down, fines dished out, no one's getting suspended.
That's good, though.
Courtland Finnegan went as far as saying that had he thrown the punches on Andre Johnson, he would have been suspended.
Ooh.
He thinks that it was horrible that they both got fined. He said once the helmet comes off, the play is over.
Right.
And there is no fighting. This isn't the NHL. They hold their players to a much higher standard. What do you feel about
that? Supposed to mean?
What do you feel about that comment?
Yeah, we hold them to a higher standard. That's why they're pampered and they can hardly touch each other anymore in football. This just makes me sick, is what it does.
Really, I almost think from watching what happened here, let's have fighting in football. Let's have fighting like hockey.
I don't
hockey.
Know about having fighting.
Oh, come on! Come on!
I mean, the games already go forever. Monday Night Football is on until midnight. If they had fights, you know, once a quarter, then it'd be on until 2 o'clock in the morning.
I think I want some fights.
I don't know about fights.
I think you should let them fight and give them a penalty right then and there.
Well, of course they'll get a penalty, but I don't think we should make such a big deal about it. I mean, it's a raw, emotional, visceral, you know, game.
Well, then allow the fighting, my God. That's what I'm saying. Allow it, man. Let them have it out. If they have some bad blood, let them fight.
I don't know that they should encourage it.
No, you don't encourage it. You let them, you say it this way. You guys are going to have the bad blood. You're going to fight. If you're going to throw down, this is what's going to happen. Both teams, for that player, that position that's involved in the fight, for 5 minutes, you're now in like a hockey-style penalty box. The team cannot replace that position for that time, just like in hockey.
Right.
You're down a man. So, say it's your running back and the cornerback that get into the fight.
Right,
well, now, for 5 minutes, while you're on your drive, you're going to have to work without a running back. And the defense is going to have to figure out who they're going to pull to cover because you're going to be short a cornerback.
Right.
Of course, once someone scores, the penalty's over.
Yeah.
I just don't see why we can't have some fighting.
I just think that, in general, we've gotten too pampered with some American sports. I mean, you don't see this other places, all this emphasis on all this stuff. I mean, people are human. There's intense emotions involved. They're into the game. God bless them. I'm glad they are. They're getting paid so much money. They need to be into the game. And sometimes fights are going to happen.
So have we gotten
too far into this concern for player safety? Is that what it is? Are we just too concerned? Because, I mean, some would say we're not concerned enough, and others would say now we're getting a little too concerned.
We are way too concerned about player safety. It's a bunch of crap.
Well, what's the real reason for the player safety, though? Are we worried really about their safety, or is this the NFL's attempt because they're trying to move towards an 18-game season, and that's why we're vying for safety?
It's not about safety. It's about the fact that the people that run the league are business people. They're not, you know, jocks. They're not athletes. They're business people. And they're trying to protect their brand. They're trying to protect their breadbasket. They're, you know, the people that bring in the bucks for them. They're trying to protect their cash flow is what they're trying to do. They're not trying to protect the players. They don't give a crap about those players.
I agree. I think it's all for an 18-game season is why they're even making this big deal. But you're right. I don't know. We've gotten so focused on this so-called player safety. You know, it started with Tom Brady. You know, he gets hit, he's out. All of a sudden, now you can't hit the quarterback.
That whole thing is a joke. That whole thing was a joke right there, along with so many things that have come from the Nixon of the NFL, Bill Belichick. But we won't even get started on that right now. I don't know. I just think that we've gotten too far into this whole mentality of, oh, don't hurt each other. Be careful how you touch each other. This is an illegal hit. That's an illegal block. That blah, 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 blah. They can't play anymore.
I don't understand why we make such a big deal because it's...
It's not chess.
No, and it's because the sport, it's a job, right? I mean, you consider what they do a job.
Barely.
But, I mean, it is. A magician does magic. It's a job.
Right.
He gets paid to do it's a job.
Right.
All right, so this is a job, right?
Yeah.
Well, do you see companies putting this much emphasis on, you know, it's worker safety, but we'll say player safety because, you know, that's what we're referring to is football, with someone that works on maybe the oil rigs, which is considered one of the most dangerous jobs out there. I mean,
or coal miners.
Yeah. Do you see this kind of emphasis put on those things?
No. And here's the deal. I mean, guess what? The average career in the NFL is less than 5 years. I mean, these people that are, you know, the stars that are there for 10, 12, 15 years are one out of like 50 people in the average organization. So you've got that one star player, and maybe the team should do all that they can to try to protect their, you know, one star player or two star players. But as a whole, you know, that's not the case in the league. These dudes are making all this money, and that's why, because they make the same amount of money in their, you know, 3 to 5 years in the league as the average, you know, management type person will probably make in a 30-year career and then some. So all this stuff about low player safety, that's all crap. They're too pampered as it is.
I agree. I mean, you're making way more money than the coal miners. You're making way more money than the oil rig workers.
Who are some of your most loyal fans.
Yeah, so you know what? You need to just get out there and play your game. I mean, yeah, there's penalties dished out like this for play like that in hockey, but, you know, there's a difference between a guy hitting you helmet to helmet than a guy that's cross-checking you at, like, 50 miles an hour on skates into a plexiglass wall.
Yeah, absolutely. And furthermore, the whole deal about that is, you know, guess what? The executives say that this is a penalty, this is going to be a fine, blah, blah, blah. But the players still do it.
Yeah.
They fly in the face of it.
Oh, my. Look
so
at
the players don't care about their own safety.
Well, look at Steelers linebacker Harrison. He's been fined again. You think, and he says he's not going to stop. Alex Ovechkin in hockey. He's fined all the time for that. And what does he tell them? I play aggressive. I'm not changing the way I play for anyone. Fine me all you want.
Right.
And you know what? You know, I'm not a big fan of the Steelers, but I respect that about Harrison, you know? You play your game the way you've always played it. They're starting to fine you now for it because they're getting crazy about it. He's not going to change his game up.
I mean, it would be one thing if, like, you stood on one side of the room and I stood on the other. We ran at each other and cracked our bare skulls together. But why are they wearing a helmet? They're not wearing the little leather sheath helmets anymore. They're wearing a big, freaking thick helmet that's made out of metal and I don't know what, some kind of foam. But that's what the helmets are there for. Exactly. It shouldn't really be a big deal to hit helmet to helmet.
I mean, I think we've gone and...
It's not like two cars having a head-on collision. It's, you know, two dudes that run at average human speed bumping their helmets together.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten really far with the equipment for protectiveness. I don't think we need to go any further with, well, this hit is illegal, this hit's... I mean, there's certain ones that obviously are. You know, you spear a player, you do this, you do that. I understand it.
Right.
But some of these little hits are just getting downright ridiculous with the calls.
Yes.
And it only seems to be happening this year because of all the suspensions and fines going on. It's just gotten out of control.
And it's a big labor negotiation year. So here exactly. We go, oh, we're so concerned about the player's safety. That's the ploy of the corporation to try to pander to the labor union,
yeah,
to the players' union.
No, I agree. This plays into what we talked about last week with exactly. the lockout. This is, you know.
Care about the players. Give me a break.
What's funny is, you know, I don't really like Andre Johnson, mainly because he's not on my fantasy football team. I don't like Cortland Finnegan. Now, I think I really don't like Cortland Finnegan. And I think I have a new respect for Andre Johnson. Because if you watch the play, Cortland Finnegan's just begging to get punched in the back of the head.
Yes.
And he deserved to have his lights knocked clear out.
Yes.
And I'm glad Andre Johnson punched him. Yeah. And then I love that Cortland Finnegan gets up and claps and smiles that crap-eating grin. Because he thinks he's, you know, the only one that's going to get away with it. They both got ejected. They both got fined.
Yes.
And that's what you get.
Absolutely.
That's what you get. And you know what? For you to sit here and say... I think what I really hate about Cortland Finnegan is that you attack the NHL and the high standards that they hold their players to. I think that's absolute crap. So, Cortland Finnegan, even though I don't like the guy, I want to see you put on a pair of skates. Hey, you can even do it on a normal field. I want to see you go toe-to-toe with Sean Avery and then tell them that the NHL isn't up to high standards. And I want to see you talk about some roughneck hockey players, buddy.
Yes, please. And this is the elitist. This is what I was saying earlier. This is the elitist American mentality. I mean, you don't have that kind of talk going on in hockey because it's an international sport. There's more tolerance for that. There's more tolerance for emotion and people being people.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of crybabies right now, it seems, in football. We had Cortland Finnegan crying about this whole issue, and you know, if it would have been me throwing the punt, shut up. And we also have Arizona Cardinals quarterback Derek Anderson. Now, did you hear this rant?
No.
All right, so Derek Anderson obviously loses the Monday night game to San Francisco. San Francisco blows him out of the water, which is great.
Yeah, you saw that coming.
Derek Anderson plays horrible.
That might have saved Singletary's job for another week.
Yeah, well, Derek Anderson, you know, has been doing absolutely nothing, right? Or Arizona Cardinals haven't been doing much of anything. Losing this game to the 49ers, that's going to end any chance of a playoff run
right.
at all. Fourth quarter, you're down like 20 points maybe, and Derek Anderson's sitting on the sidelines laughing and joking with a player. So a news reporter asked him afterwards, you know, why were you laughing? Some fans want to know why you're laughing. He flips out. I wish I could reenact it. It was something along the lines of, I wasn't laughing. And the guy's like, whoa, clearly you were on camera. Oh, fine. That's fine. I go every week for this shit. I play for this shit. Don't tell me. I wasn't laughing. I don't think anything's funny. Blah, 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 blah. And he asked him again. Well, what were you guys talking about? I'm done. And he walks off. Which I love. If you can find the video, go to YouTube and look up the Derek Anderson video. And then you can go find Dwight Howard, basketball player. Great. Making fun of Derek Anderson and his little tirade. But you know what? Crybabies. Calm down. The fans have a right to know. Yeah, you know, I don't see a problem with joking and laughing on the sideline. It's not
right.
a problem. You know, it's good to be in better spirits. I don't want to see a game get to my team. But when this is going to knock you out of the playoff picture this
right.
early already,
right?
And you're laughing on the sideline, you're the quarterback. You're supposed to lead this team, you know? You should be a little emotional. You should
yeah,
be walking around. You should get people pumped up. You should be pissed that you're losing.
Right.
Now, you know, logically, you're down 21 points in the fourth quarter. I'm going to be laughing, too, because we're done. We're over with.
Oh, yeah.
We've scored 6 points all game. We're done.
Especially if you've let the 49ers do that.
Without Frank Gore, no less.
Right.
Frank Gore's out in the first drive. Brian Westbrook comes in and shines like a freaking star, which is awesome, because if anyone's out there playing fantasy football, this is the guy you want to pick up.
Brian Westbrook
could be the real deal if you're looking for a running back right now. But Derek Anderson, Cortland Finnegan,
We don't need crybabies. Go play another sport. I don't know what sport to tell you to play. Go play cribbage or something.
Go play tennis. Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, you know, we don't have anything wrong with tennis because I bet there's some hardcore tennis players that would whoop Courtland Finnegan's ass.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
So you know, I don't know. I'm just sick to death with these crybabies in sports or in football, and you know, we have a friend that we know that really is all into professional sports. Has no interest in college whatsoever. And I can't ever understand it. And I think that if they would just watch it, they'd see that the luster and shine of professional sports goes away quickly when you watch college. And you realize these players are playing, you know, to one day maybe make money. Right. Most of them won't.
Right.
They're playing because they love the sport. All right. of them at the time are playing because they love the sport.
Yeah.
It's so much more fun to watch. College basketball, college football. I mean, college hockey obviously isn't because
it's hard to even catch that.
I mean, college hockey players could be working at Subway and they might make more money than your normal NHL hockey player. So that doesn't really work. But college football, college basketball, these players are playing for heart. They don't have money involved in this.
No.
At all. I mean, you know, like I said, they have the chance of making money, but they're not doing it now. And they're still playing their heart out.
They're putting it out there. They're going for their team, their school. There's that whole sense of community and camaraderie there that's just not there with professional athletes who, you know, they only live in that city during the regular season and then they live somewhere else. They have a house somewhere else the rest of the time. And, you know, they're not as into it for the sense of community and the sense of pride that the college athletes are.
This is why I like This is why I like that Virginia Tech and Virginia and a lot of college teams have pipeline right in their state.
Right.
State's close to it. Right. And they pull players from it. I'd love to see NFL teams do that. That's why when the Redskins signed players like Macho Harris, Will Montgomery, D'Angelo Hall, it excites me because they're from this area. And it's just like you said about college football. You know, you get that family there, you know. There's no family when it's like that movie Basketball. I don't know if anyone ever watched that. Matt Stone, Trey Parker that does South Park. They did a movie Basketball. It's a wonderful satire on the way sports is nowadays. Truly
right.
is.
Right.
Selling out stadiums, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And, you know, they mock it very well.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Yes, but they mock it very well, pretty much everything we're talking about with sports selling out, players drifting here and there, and the guys like, he holds up the jerseys like, I'm so proud to be playing in Miami. And they lean over and they go, Minnesota. And he goes, shit, whatever. You know, and that's really the attitude these players have.
It absolutely is. And, you know, it excites. Okay, so I'll admit I was not for D'Angelo when he first came over. But that had nothing to do with his performance. It was about performance. It was because of his attitude. But I totally have rescinded all those comments now. And he really has a fan base in the area. He's probably what is a lot of our fan base right now who are from this area.
He's having his best season with the Redskins right now, back where he's from.
Yeah.
And I hope Macho Harris gets that chance with the Redskins.
I hope so, too.
Because he's from this area as well.
And as much as it pains me to say it, I told you before off mic, I would love to see us go after a Tyrod Taylor quarterback.
I agree. I would love to take the running backs from Tech.
That would make my day.
Hey, I would take one of your UVA tight ends. They breed them right there in Virginia and Charlottesville. They know how to. Look at some of the tight ends.
They
Heath Miller.
They get one thing right.
They do get that right. And their quarterbacks end up turning into wide receivers that don't make the team three, four, five times. So, crybabies in NFL, crybabies in NBA, go away, please. Just stop. All right, play the game because you love it. Don't cry about it. You don't need to come out here, Derek Anderson, and tell people that you live for this shit. You play every week. It's in your heart, blah, blah, blah. We already know that. You wouldn't be playing the sport if you didn't like it. Now, show it. Don't say it. Show it to us, man.
Right.
Let us see that you actually care.
Yeah, I mean, walk the talk. Don't just say it. I mean, that does nothing for me as a fan. I don't want to hear that. I don't care about that. That does nothing for our team.
No, nothing at all.
Except make us look like a bunch of idiots.
I mean, a lot of dogs in this neighborhood could bark, but none can bite like my dog, all right? So where's the bite, man? We want to hear the bite. You can all bark. Where's the bite? That's what I want to see.
Right.
And Andre Johnson punching Courtland Finnegan,
You are our athlete of the week here at Sports News Radio. You are the dude of the week. I mean, there's a lot of big... Yeah. Kyle Brotzman, I wanted to give it to you because I feel so bad you missed those field goals. But you're not dude of the week. Dude of the week, it's going to Andre Johnson for the punch to Cortland Finnegan's head. You agree?
I'll definitely support that. And along these same lines, or the same of being a crybaby, is the guy who... I forget his name. It's escaping me right now. Maybe it's the woodchuck, but...
Yeah, it's probably the woodchuck.
It's chucked my brain somewhere. But the dude that, after the game where he screwed up, he sent the tweet about how, I praise you 24-7, and this is how you repay me, like blaming God for screwing
Steve
up.
Steve Johnson, who had 3 or 4 touchdowns the week before for Buffalo Bills. It's the reason even anyone knows who he is, because he was a fantasy monster all of a sudden.
Right.
And it's like, he tweeted, I praise you 24-7, and this is how you repay me. And I'm like, really? Well, who were you praying to when you got the other 3 or 4 touchdowns? Was that the devil that did that for you? I mean, seriously. What, you know, not even God could have helped you make that catch if you couldn't make
it
yourself.
And honestly, is he following your Twitter? I mean, give me a break.
I think he might be. He might be.
He's not on ours yet, so.
Well,
I don't know.
What's his name, Steve Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be Twittering your way to hell now, buddy. You probably shouldn't have said that. Did you see the catch? Did you see the drop?
Yes, I did see it.
I think the little kid...
It's still the meme mentality.
Obviously, Steve Johnson needs to envision the football as a roll of toilet paper, like Keenan off of Little Giants. You just got to envision it and catch it, buddy. How do you drop that?
Yeah.
How do you... I'm not going to complain, because I called the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I put huge confidence points in them and Pro Football Pick 'em, so I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain you dropped it, and I set you on my bench, Steve Johnson. And luckily I did, and played Dwayne Bowe instead, who did get 3 touchdowns, so I'm not going to complain that you dropped that ball. I'd have been cussing you if you had caught it, actually. So, good job there. Good job. So, yeah, dude of the week, it's going to go to Andre Johnson this week.
The natural Andre Johnson.
Yep, it was awesome. Awesome job. So, I guess that's most of the sports talk. There's a lot of other topics we missed for this week. Any of the ones that you want to hear us discuss,
send it to us prior to Wednesday.
Yeah, we're always up for it.
Send it to feedback@sportsdudesradio.com.
So now that we're in our second episode, let's try to get a schedule going. We're going to be recording Wednesdays. We're going to try to get this set up to where we can maybe get calls in, or maybe get Skyped in calls to the show live. It's going to take us some time. We're going to figure that out. But we will be recording every Wednesday. So get anything in to us before Wednesday, and we're going to try to have the shows up for Friday before all the games kick off. Because, you know, even though college football is coming to an end, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's when all your games are going down.
Yeah,
Friday,
exactly.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
So we'll try to have you some content out, and give us some things to, some jumping off points, some things that you want to hear about, some things you want us to talk about, some things that you want to express your opinions about. We'd love to hear your feedback, your opinions.
Completely. We had diarrhea of the mouth this episode. We went off all sports news, and we don't really want to do that here. We want to have segments. We want to have different little things here and there.
And one of them is we want your thoughts, your feedback.
Yeah, so any suggestions you have, something you might want to hear us do, maybe play some audio clips, talk about them, talk about top 10 this, top 10 that, anything you want, you let us know, because that's what we're here for. We want to talk, and we want to interact with the listeners, really. That's what we're here for. We're not here just to hear ourselves talk,
right?
Even though that's what we're doing right now. And it's very annoying, trust us. It's very annoying to hear ourselves talk, so we at least want you to tell us what we should talk about. Makes it easier for us,
absolutely.
Right? All right, so coming up in the week, let's give the predictions we did last week. We predicted Brett Favre would go out of the game. We were wrong. Minnesota beat us. But Adrian Peterson did go out of the game. So we were almost right. Someone did go out of the game, so we were close. What are we predicting? Okay, so tomorrow night we've got Philly and Houston.
Right.
Who's going to have a big game? Is it going to be Michael Vick, or is it going to be Arian Foster?
I'm still picking Vick on this one. I just don't think that it can happen. I don't think that Houston can put it up against them.
No, I don't either. I kind of had a feeling Chicago was, because Chicago's got a beast defense. So, you could have kind of saw that coming. Houston, I just don't see that happening. But, you know, we'll see. Let's see. What else we got going on this week? Oh, all the big championships going
down.
ACC championship here. Ooh, not looking good. It's going to be a really tough one with Florida State and Virginia Tech.
I'd like to see Tyrod get to the Orange Bowl, but he might be settling for the Chick-fil-A Bowl. We'll have to wait and see for that.
You know what? I used to like Florida State because I liked Bobby Bowden because he was just a strange old man.
But now he's gone, and now you got douchey Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, I don't have any use for that at all. So
I'm going to be completely vulgar for a second, and I apologize. But since we're at the end of the show, you can just go ahead and stop it. You're not going to miss anything, but I am going to have to be completely vulgar. And this is all quoted. I work here near the university,
right?
Virginia,
yeah,
which is completely like the Lions Den for me. I am Daniel, Virginia Tech Daniel, in the Virginia Cavalier Lions Den.
That's, well, Charlottesville's got a big tech presence.
That's true. That's true. I'm walking through the cafeteria the other day, and one of the guys that works in the cafeteria, I don't know this guy. I've said hi to him a couple times, maybe. He taps me on the back in front of a bunch of people, and he goes, and, you know, I'm always wearing my tech gear. I like to show it off. I mean, it's either my Washington Capitol, my tech, my Redskin, my Hershey Bears. It's always whatever game's going on, I wear it. Like today, it's tech and Capitol. So I had to have a Capitol's hat and a tech shirt. You know, I got to mix it up. So I got my tech stuff on. Guy taps me on my back in front of all these people, and he goes, hey, you know we're going to be digging up in that ass on Saturday. I go, excuse me? I was ready to walk away. I mean, people are looking. People are looking. But did he just tell that guy he's going to dig in his ass? I was wondering the same thing. Trust me. I was like, what? Did he just tell me he was going to dig in my ass? He says it again. You know we're going to be digging up in that ass on Saturday. And I was just shaking my head. No, I don't know what you're talking about. You're freaking me out. And he goes, you know I'm a Florida State fan, right? Yes. From your digging in the ass comment, that meant you're a Seminole fan.
Right.
That's what he was referring to. The Florida. I'm sorry. Usually, I go up and say, "Hey, we're gonna kick your ass this week. We're gonna beat you."
Yeah.
I've never gone up and referring to a sports game and said, "We're gonna be digging in that ass." I'm sorry. That just doesn't sound like a sports term to me.
No.
Maybe you can suggest a better one that I can suggest to him. Send in your comments. Feedback at sportsdudesradio.com. Check out our webpage. Let us know what we're doing wrong, which is everything on there. Sportsdudesradio.com. And leave us some feedback there. Sign up. Leave some comments. And please, if you listen to us on iTunes, which you haven't yet, but you might be now, leave a customer review. Because iTunes really is where we get a lot of listeners from.
iTunes really is the deal. And please, you know, we want some honest feedback from you. I'd prefer that you give me that in email, though. You know, we really want to give you something good. So 2 episodes in. You know, if you feel the need to slam us, send us something personal so we really can do something about it. Don't just throw it all out there on iTunes.
Hey, if you write in and you tell us, and if we got enough people that said, hey, you guys do too much of this, scrap it all together. Now, we might not think we should scrap it, but because you say we should, we're going to do it because we really want to angle this what you want to hear. We're not going to change the sports. If you tell us, hey, we should talk about dongs on a beach, we're not going to do that. It's a sports show. We're going to still talk about sports, but we want to talk about sports the way you want to hear sports. You know?
Yeah, we don't want to be the same old, same old. You know, we can talk about our opinions about sports all day long.
I mean, yeah, we could do that. We could sit here and talk about sports for 59 minutes, and we could yell really loud at the mic and violently like sports shows do. We could ring little bells and fight with each other, but we want to do what you want to do. That's why we've thrown in our cigar talks and our beer talks. We're trying to vary it up. But
we asked for your recipes so we can talk about some tailgating tips and some tailgating dishes that everybody else should try to make your experience better.
Yeah, let us know because I'm really waiting to try some of these foods. I'm really curious to try them. I've got some recipes up, but I want to hear what you guys got to say.
Definitely.
All right, so we're going to head out of here now. We're going to go start to try to catch some of this ACC Big Ten matchups that's been going on since yesterday. It looks like the Big Ten's got us for the most part in a lot of the games. But, hey, Virginia helped us out by beating Minnesota, and maybe some other teams can do the same. So
let's hope.
We'll be back. Have a great week of sports.
Yes, enjoy
great
yourself.
Weekend of sports.
Best of luck to all the teams that you support.
And next week, hopefully we'll be able to talk about some of the bowls going on.
The bowls.
What we think is going to happen with some of the bowls. And maybe playoff pictures are going to start shaping up a little bit more as we get here near the end.
Yes, yes.
All right, so we're ending this show with a song called Fight Music by a group called 6 Feet Under. And this is for Cortland Finnegan and Andre Johnson. Now, of course, we edit most of the content on our show. This song at the end, however, is unedited. So if you're offended by foul language and stuff like that, just turn the episode off now. All right. Catch you guys next week.
If you see somebody you don't like, tell them stand up. Hey, I hit them, then I split them, I get them for the dough. Pickpocket a nigga before I lay him across the floor. It's the Rock Town. You motherfuckers lay it down. We pound for pound. Illest niggas out ain't fucking around. This ain't the WCW or the NWO. It's reality. We're casually kicking your dough. Or we can switch to the Mortal Kombat. My niggas will come back, ready for combat. Hostility stealing me, killing these niggas is wrong. But what should I do? Do they tryna take me off my throne? I'll put my foot through the side of your head. Your homies threw in the towel, they decided you dead. Should've decided to play, but you decided to fight. One hit to the head, knocking out your lights. We can clash clans, or we can clash crews. After we clash a man's, then we gon' clash you. Hit that, nigga, kick that, nigga. Talking that shit, better get back, nigga. Whack that, nigga, crack that, nigga. Pull that gat out, click, clack that, nigga. Touch that, fight, nigga, fight, dust fight, that, nigga. Big boys, I ain't hurt, fight, crush fight, that, nigga. Whoop back, nigga. On his ass out, we'll whoop that, nigga.
Step off in the club, ain't tipsy, I'm fucked up. Too close and get fucked up, so buck if you ain't fucked up. Let's knock up and see what's up. Make a fist and throw a bitch. Don't make me buy my first crystal, bust your fucking head with. Or catch him in the parking lot and leave his life in danger. Hollows in the chamber for you and all your strangers. Making you get your change up, if not then that's a headbutt. Leaving niggas with no choice, beat to the ground in Air Force. Playing like you Viagra, your blood will flow like Niagara. Screaming somebody, grab him, rings and watches, I'ma have him. And the niggas with loose lips, get beat to your toothless. You niggas is useless, now who got the juice, bitch? My eyes, they only low, no smoking, no blunts of dro. Hands to your dome, I'm going, a real bitch and you a show. And running around the club with your painted mean mug. We'll see how you hold up when you run into these thugs.
Hit that, nigga, kick that, nigga. Talking that shit, better get back, nigga. Whack that, nigga, crack that, nigga. Pull that gat out, click, clack that, nigga. Touch that, fight, nigga, fight, dust fight, that, nigga. Big boys up in here, fight, crush fight, that, nigga. Whoop back, nigga. On his ass out, we'll whoop that, nigga.
I spit them and flip them and break them out, something proper. Making these niggas sick, they won't make it to see the doctor. Like a laser, I'll shock ya. Like a baby, I rock ya. But when you talk shit, that's when my bitch Nina will drop ya. One by one now, two by two. This nigga talking shit, but he'll be singing the blues. Knock him right out his shoes. I was born to act a fool. Man, my niggas don't play it cool. You got beef, then what it do? You don't want no props with a nigga like me, cause I bring in Vayner constantly. You just want your eyes, and it hard to see that. Man, my nigga 6 feet deep. Lean him, no, now lean him high. Get the nine, now you would die. But since I stopped by surprise, wishing you would tell a lie. When I come, I got this deal. Moving fast, we can eat the chill. Bust one shot to make you steal. To show him hard, I flash the grip. Moving slow, but with the pace. When I put you in your place, don't discriminate on any race. You want a cake, well, it's been paid.
Hit that, nigga. Kick that, nigga. Talking that shit, better get back, nigga. Whack that, nigga. Crack that, nigga. Pull that gat out, click, clack that, nigga. Touch that, fight, nigga. Fight, dust fight, that, nigga. Big boys up in here, fight, crush fight, that, nigga. Fight, whoop pack, nigga. On his ass out, we'll whoop that, nigga.
Yeah. This is the official fight music anthem. If you see somebody you don't like, tell them stand up.
Fight, 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 fight.